Let's look at an example of a PRN medication. Harley has a seizure disorder. When he begins to exhibit his precursor seizure symptoms or tremors and dizziness, staff administer his lorazepam 5 milligrams. This generally stops his precursor seizure symptoms and he does not have a seizure. Remember that when administering a PRN medication, you must follow the correct instructions for administration, paying attention to the 7 rights of medication while completing the 3 checks. Most often, this PRN medication will already be transcribed onto the monthly medication sheet as it is a form of a planned medication. If it isn't on the monthly medication sheet already, follow the process to transcription that you just learned about standing order medications. You must also check to see if you are giving the medication at the right time. For example, if the PRN medication can be given every 4 hours, but was given only 3 hours ago, you will need to wait another hour before giving the medication again.